for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
Yes, 06492.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Virginia Poltronary.
All right. Thank you for that. And let me see if I can locate an account here with that name. So do you have an account with us?
I do not believe so. I have charges on my credit card, which is why I'm calling, but okay. I do not have an account with you.
Okay. Let me see if I can try to find the charges for you then.
Okay.
Do you mind spelling that last name for me?
Yes. P as in Peter. Mm-hmm. O-L. T as in Thomas. R-O-N-I-E-R-I.
Thank you. All right, Miss Virginia. I did locate an account here. Can you just verify the shipping address for security purposes, please?
Well, whoever you mailed it to, I guess. I live at 22 Morningside Terrace in Wallingford, Connecticut, but I never got anything.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for that information. The account that I have here located does have that address listed here. I see that this was for the foot massager. It shows that this account has already been canceled. It was canceled on February the 28th. What is the date of that charge that you're seeing?
Okay, one second. The date of the charge is February 23rd and February 27th. There's two charges, one for $7.95 and one for $56.95.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Do you recall placing the order for the $7.95 foot massager?
No, I'm sorry. I do not.
Okay. No problem. That was a welcoming gift. I can see here that that item was delivered on March the 1st to the address that you have here on the account, the 22 Morningside Terrace. It looks as though that once this order was initially placed for that foot massager, it enrolled you into our membership to the Gadgets Club. So how that works is that you receive a gift voucher via email each month worth $125. You pay $56 each month for that voucher, and you get to go online and place more orders for different gadgets. But I show that this account has already been canceled. You spoke with someone on the 28th of February, and it
yes.
says here that you called to make sure that the account was closed and that you
right.
was
my husband
cancellation.
Did, but okay, so that was on February 28th.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
We did not receive anything. Are we still responsible for the two charges? I never found anything outside, and we do not have we only have a little mail slot, so I don't think it could have come in with the mail. How is it delivered?
With United States Postal Services. It shows that it was delivered on the 1st of March. But if you don't recall receiving that, now I can certainly request for it to be reshipped out.
I want it reshipped. I don't want it at all. I don't ever remember. No, I do not want it. I do not want it ordered. I do. You know, I'm glad that it was canceled, but now I don't know how to get this charge off of my Visa of $56 and then another $8.
Okay, so the $8, the $7.95, that was for that foot massager to be delivered. And I show, because we have the tracking information indicating that it was successfully delivered to the address, we wouldn't be able to tamper with that charge. However, what I can do for you for this $56 charge, I can at least as a courtesy credit back 35% on that one. But we wouldn't be able to issue a full refund simply because of the age of the account. You have to cancel on same day charges in order to get refunded. And this is not a same day charge.
But we just got the Visa bill. Excuse me.
I understand.
Just got our statement. And how could I charge something when I didn't? I mean, how could I call you when I didn't receive it?
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand. And I'm not sure as to how the order could have came about. Maybe there was a survey that was completed online, or it could have been a sweepstakes entry. However, it's just showing here what we have in the system, what was delivered, and what it was for. And our terms and conditions is where it explains all of that as far as like the membership. So, but I can at least credit back 1993 onto that charge for you today and have it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days if you would like.
Okay, now what would that be? What would be the the bottom line from the 56.95?
So you would receive back 1993.
Okay, and I'd still be responsible for the 7.95.
Uh-huh, because that one, and I told you I can reship the product down so you at least have what you paid for because you did pay the shipping on that item, but we wouldn't bill you anything any further. But because the Postal Service says it was delivered, that's what we have to go by with that tracking information. As to what happened once it was delivered, we're not really sure. It's not really on the company
point. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So there'd be a charge of 19, I'm sorry, you're taking 1993 off?
Or yes, I'm refunding you 19. I'm refunding you 1993.
Okay, and the $7.95, you know, would have to be paid. So you're refunding that, okay, to my credit card?
Yes.
And that's within 3 to 5 business days?
You got it. Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days, the refund will post.
So if I call them Thursday or Friday, the refund should have gone through?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Just don't count today because it's a weekend. So you
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's correct. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want another one. I don't want anyone. I don't know what happened to that one. I don't care. But
okay,
at least, okay, but I know that this is canceled. I will not receive anything else, correct?
That's correct.
All right, Kayla. Okay, I'm going to go with that. Is there any kind of a confirmation number or anything you could give me for that we talked today?
Yes, I can. Let me give you that. It's a cancellation confirmation number.
Okay.
So just give me 2 seconds. What I'm doing right now is just processing that refund for you, and it did go back successfully. And the cancellation number that I have is going to be the letter C as in Charlie, 259-108-350.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Sorry,
I got
anything?
It.
Anything else I'd be able to help with today?
That was it, Kayla. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Going through this with me. Okay,
no
thank
problem.
You.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.